Well, my name is Klaus, and I live in Denmark. I am Danish, born and raised, and currently I am waiting until I can step into a pastor team in a small church in the southern part of Denmark.
I'm excited for you, Klaus. I am so excited to talk to you today, actually, because I have to apologize, and you already know this, we've spoken before this, but the viewers have no idea. You reached out to me over 2 years ago, I think,
Yes.
and we spoke initially, and I just didn't feel like it was what God wanted at the time. But recently, I felt your name popping up in my head again, so I reached out again, and I'm so glad we're able to talk and to record this. Because your story actually has stuck with me, and I'm hoping that it will for other people. So thank you for your patience, because it's the longest wait, I think, out of anyone that I've ever talked to.
You're welcome. I'm happy to be here and can share my experiences.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions I have, and so that's why I'm excited to get to that. But before we talk about your experience and your story, I would love to get some context when it comes to your family. So you're Danish, you grew up in Denmark, and I want to know inside of your house what the belief system was when it comes to religion or spirituality.
It would on a good day you could call it a cultural Christian home, but that would maybe also taking it to a stretch. I wouldn't say that there has been any like resistance to faith and stuff in my house, but it's like faith has not been a thing that has been discussed and talked about. So I would say it's like a non-believing house. Like my mom is like the most believing person in the sense that she once in a while likes to go to church for Easter or Christmas and stuff like that. But there's not like a specific faith behind it about talking about faith or sharing or anything. I do remember that at one point like my mother taught me to pray the Lord's Prayer. But that's the only time that I remember there's been any kind of faith thing happening in my home. Yeah.
So, I'm trying to get a feel of this. Is it kind of a thing that they do because they're supposed to, because this kind of their ancestors would go to church or whatever, so they kind of do it? Or is there a part of them that believes that Christianity is true?
I think that none in my family believe that Christianity is true. My mom has an idea about that we all have our faith and what's going to happen is supposed to happen, but
Okay.
there is not like a specific Christian faith-ish thing behind it. The what can you say? The cultural Christian part is more, well, you in Denmark we go to church, like in the, that's like the Lutheran state church.
Okay.
That they go to, or most people go to, when it comes to weddings and funerals and baptisms, like children baptisms. So that's kind of like what's happening. And so that's like the majority of people, they just do it because it's tradition or a cultural thing without there being any like faith things behind it.
And that's the majority of people in Denmark. There's no major religion there. This is mostly what it is, if I understand this correctly.
Yeah, I mean, like that's like Denmark is a Christian country in that sense, and everybody is like born into the state church in that sense that everybody who's being baptized is baptized into a Christian faith in that sense, but that does not equal to having a personal faith going forward. And there's also a
Right.
lot of people who is kind of like going out of church and don't want to be part of it and stuff like that. Before I became a Christian, I also at one point went out and kind of like canceled my membership in the state church. But it is mostly tradition, and that's where you get your big white wedding and baptisms and stuff like that. I mean, I've been to like baptisms where they're godparents or something like that who are standing this I think it's called something different. I don't remember exactly what it's called in Denmark, but or in Danish. But they stand there and say, like, okay, so if the parents die, would you raise them up in the Christian faith and stuff? And a lot of people just stand there and say, yes, 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 but they don't have any personal faith, you know. So in case that the parents die, they wouldn't be able to raise them in the Christian faith because they don't know anything about it anyway or believe it in a sense. So,
okay, that's very interesting.
Yeah, but that's kind of like the state church thing. And then there's also outside of the state church, there's all the free churches, which is the Pentecostals, the Baptists, and all kind of other denominations. But they kind of like fall out. So like the state church is kind of like financed by the state. So everybody in Denmark pay church taxes. Like, I don't remember what percentage it is. And that is financing all the state church buildings and salaries for pastors and so on. So that's kind of like a thing. And also, as far as I understand, it is very much politically decided what the state church should do and not do, in a sense. So, yeah.
It reminds me a lot of the Church of England. And obviously, I'm not from there, but from the people that I've heard that are from England, sounds somewhat similar, like a church that is headed by, I think the Church of England, officially the head of the church is the king, but I could be wrong. So quote me on this, but it sounds somewhat similar, which is interesting. And I guess before we get into your story, because we're about to, I just want to ask you if there's anything that you'd want to say to people before we start diving in. As like a precursor to maybe understand, because I know we've talked about memories and how reliable they are. So I don't know if there's anything that you would want to clear the air before we begin to get into your experience.
Well, the thing about my story is that I am not entirely sure that whatever I remember happened in my life, if it really happened. And there will be, I will mention an episode at one point that kind of like makes it very clear for me that what I remember is not necessarily true. But at the same time, I still have the experience and the memories of the thing as if they happened. But for me, I don't know if all the things I remember and experienced, did it happen when I was a child or did it happen when I was an adult? But all the mental sickness and stuff, they kind of like twisted my memory so that whatever happened back then seemed like it happened at that time. So, but I still have the memories of it as if it truly happened in those, in that time.
Yeah. So regardless if these things happen or not, like they were real to you at the time and you still have the memories. So I guess it's a good way to start and kind of give it a warning. But yeah, let's start diving into your experiences. So what's your first memory that something was off with you?